How do highly successful or wealthy people end up in a financial downturn at times? Of course, right now in 2020, the world is going through an economic crisis, but sometimes, even when the economy is okay, some people go through a bad phase or a huge financial loss, which has nothing to do with the global or nation's economy as a whole. Now, as much as we like to believe that we get whatever is written for us, it's still always good to look at the facts, learn from our mistakes as well as others, and try to avoid making the mistakes that we have learned from in the future. Hi, my name is Lily, and I'm here today to share with you some of the choices that people might make that could potentially take anybody from wealth to poverty, particularly in the case of starting a new business. Okay, the first mistake or choice is that most people, if they get access to a large amount of funds and they plan to use those funds to start running their own business, they assume that they are secure enough to quit their full-time job right away. Now, this is a huge mistake. Any business, before it kicks off, requires constant funding and investment, whether it's big or small, for various purposes. No matter how vast your bank balance is, if there is no money coming in, you will face tension every time you pay out for anything, whether it's for your personal or business purposes. If you say goodbye to your stable source of salaried income too early down the road, you might face hiccups in maintaining your current lifestyle in peace, let alone being able to make the right kind of investments for your business at the right time. Alright, the second thing is, no matter how much of a business expert you think you are, getting advice and consultation from a specialist in the field you're looking to start a venture in carries more weight than you can imagine. This is an era of specialization, and all startups need to target a clearly definable niche in order to hold a unique selling proposition to attract their customers. If you avoid consulting experts in the field, you will end up making silly mistakes in terms of your kickoff business strategy, which could lead to huge financial losses or, even worse, loss of morale. Nobody would force you to follow the exact strategy as advised by a consultant, but the suggestions of a consultant can, at the least, help you avoid making the wrong choices in the very basics of your action plan. Now, the next thing is that a new businessman who is super confident about his great idea might fall into the trap of assuming that everybody would like his idea as well and line up to buy his products or services as soon as he launches them. But he forgets that for people to even know about your products or services, they need to know about them first. They need to find out that they exist. For them to know, they need to be shown or told about them first. Now, along with pitching your products or services, it's utterly important to convey how they'll be solving a problem in the community that you're targeting, and that's where marketing comes in. Some people would make large investments in opening up fancy office and hiring full-time employees straight away before deciding on any marketing budget to get their business off the ground. Now, that's a huge mistake, and in fact, it's actually like creating a roadmap to your own financial loss. Okay, so the next mistake that I want to share with you is something that some people might even hate me for mentioning it, and that is investing in a luxury car to show your status too soon down the road. You see, if you have a good load of funds, but you know that you need these funds to invest into your new business initiative to get it up and running, then you'll really need to be a bit patient before fulfilling your own personal status-enhancing requirements for a while. The thing is, we all like luxury transport, and some of us can afford it too, but the timing to make a cash purchase or even lease of an expensive car needs to be well thought of before deciding to go for it. Once your business gets started and starts making some small streams of income, it would be lovely to upgrade your transport vehicle to reflect your growing status in your personality. But for those who can take this action later on, but they still choose to do it too early in the process, are actually setting themselves up for ridicule and loss. Alright, moving on. Holidays and vacations are good for health and state of mind. But going off on a holiday too frequently could be damaging to your work, especially when you're in the starting and struggling phase of a business. It would be different if vacations were just some time off to cool off your mind, costing nothing more than just your time. But sadly, that's not true. Vacations cost money too, the money that's too precious for you to spend too generously on yourself at times when you need to keep emergency funds for your own security as well as for your business to kick off. Okay, the last but not the least mistake or thing that people could do that could potentially lead them to a financial loss in the starting phase of their business is constantly showing off your wealth on social media. You see, social media fan following has both pros and cons. But as a new businessman, if you're in the habit of showing off your wealth all the time, you'll be getting some evil eyes on your life before you even begin to generate some revenue out of your business idea. Sometimes it is good to just stay low-key until you can gather sufficient strength in terms of brand loyalty and sales figures. Alright? Now, if you're guilty of being on the roadmap as described above that could potentially lead you to a huge financial loss, but you still have funds available with you, it's not too late to take corrective measures and save yourselves from further financial losses.